Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
For me, one of the most significant things about this past year is the way the Bible made it onto primetime commercial television in Australia. The 10-part series called The Bible was told with high production values and with production advice from some heavy-hitting Christian leaders like Rick Warren. On Channel 9, right from the start, it scored really solid ratings. In the US, it broke records, 13 million viewers on debut, and all up, a total of 100 million. Two people were behind it all, producer Mark Burnett and his wife, actress Roma Downey. Mark's been producing hugely successful television shows for more than 20 years, including Celebrity Apprentice, The Voice, Survivor. He's won 4 Emmy Awards and he's worked with the biggest names in Hollywood. But The Bible was in its own league. And to delve into the backstory to the greatest story ever told, it's my great honour to introduce you to Mark Burnett. Mark, welcome to Open House.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
It's great to have you with us. Can I start by asking where and how this idea began, Mark, to take on such an epic project?
The preface to the idea is to say, as you said, myself and my wife, Roma Downey, the star of Touched by an Angel, have had a very blessed 20 years in this business. And you never know why you are blessed so richly. We realized when it came down to the Bible, it was that previous success which gave us the juice to get this made. Had we not had those previously successful shows, I don't think anybody really wanted to listen to putting the Bible on public network television.
Yes.
But that's why we were blessed. And so when it came around to making it, we made it. Initially because we heard of a documentary idea which was tearing God apart, trying to use the Bible to show all the mean things that God did, the flood, destroying Sodom, all kinds of things. And my wife said, you know, it really is a love story. We should just do it properly. And I said, Roma, the whole Bible? And she said, yes. And I said, you have to be joking. She said, you know what? I just feel we could do this. And we prayed. And we decided quickly we should do this, and we never looked back. And, of course, in retrospect, it almost seems crazy that you'd take on a global TV show on the Bible.
Yes.
So many mistakes we could have made, so much criticism, secular and within the faith community, we could get. But somehow it all worked out. It's very, very Holy Spirit that it worked out. There's no other explanation of why. Even with 7 days' notice in Australia, the Christian communities, that includes the Hillsongs of the world, the Anglicans, the Catholic Church in Australia, they mobilized and in 7 days brought more than 1 million viewers to Channel 9. There's no other way that works other than the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. There were many notable things about how you went about it. First of all, there didn't appear to be an agenda through the series, which has long been the case with lots of other programs about Christian faith.
We're smart enough to realize telling people how they're supposed to feel, which sect of Christianity they should follow, be it Protestant or Catholic, there's 30,000 denominations. Telling people what they're supposed to do is a big mistake.
Yeah.
It's far better just to tell the stories, the incredible stories of the sacred text of the Bible. Try to make it relatable, gritty, which it was very gritty, and dark times as well as times of light, and let people feel how they want to feel. It's worked. I mean, Rick Warren told us last week, at last count, after the series aired over 5 weeks in America, 3,000 people came to Christ through his church alone.
Wow.
Which is enormous in one church.
Were you surprised at such a response, Mark?
Actually, no. I had prayed a lot about this, and I have a lot of experience. If you take out our faith and praying, just take that out of the equation, and you look at it objectively in a secular way, the most important text ever written. Even people who don't go to church and haven't really read the Bible, they could all name at least 5 stories and tell you the basics of those 5 stories. You know, you could just right now say, everybody knows about Abraham and the sacrifice of Isaac. Everybody knows Moses, obviously, Everybody knows David and Goliath. Everybody knows Daniel in the lion's den. Everybody knows Jesus. There's five stories right there. You ask people on the street, name me five Shakespeare stories. They'd struggle.
Yep.
They'd really struggle. And so therefore, the basics are there. What we've done is coloured by numbers and make people feel and see it. We have people who've been going to church their entire lives coming to us, thanking and saying, you know, I never really put pictures to the story. I never thought of it that way. And this is not the Bible, by the way. This is better looked at as an introduction to the Bible. You know, it's a TV show, and it's an attractor to the Bible stories. We've tried to stay as faithful as we could, but while making it interesting and a talking subject.
The other very significant thing about it, and it probably could only come from people like you and Roma, was the really high production values of the Bible. This was no quick and cheap exercise.
That's true, and thank you. We do have a lot of experience. Yet again, that must be part of God's plan for us. It's nothing more annoying than looking at old Bible movies, or even some recent ones,
yes,
where everybody looks like they stepped out of a dry cleaner's, which
yes,
is, like, ridiculous, right? Having shot out there in the desert, it only takes you 3 hours, and everything's covered in dust.
Yep.
So dirty fingernails, dirty feet. We even, my wife, Roma, had a man with a bag of dirt walking around, throwing dirt on people all the time. So we made it gritty, made it real. We tried to make it as if you could relate to these characters, these figures from the Bible. Take the specifics of Jesus out of it. All the stories of the kings and the prophets in the Old Testament, you know, you could drop that into any political thing, like drop it into Australian politics today.
Yes.
Same struggles, right? You know. I mean, it's in the news every day. I mean, obviously, when you come down to Jesus, he is not presented as meek, equaling weak. He's a 6'3", strapping, strong guy who could have easily just been a revolutionary if he wasn't the Son of God. And the disciples don't quite know what to make. They don't know initially it's the Son of God. They don't quite know why they're following. And it's all an evolving understanding along the way. And, of course, the triangular drama of the Romans under Pilate, the temple authorities under Caiaphas, and Jesus leading the disciples, it leads to a giant collision when they all arrive in Jerusalem.
Mark, I'd love you to take us into the production process for something like this, where it starts. So you've got the idea. Where do you go from there? How long does it take? Who do you start involving?
Well, you know, certainly it was an idea, and then you've got to sell it, right? And someone's got to pay for a very expensive production, because if you're going to do the Bible, you've got to make it great. Once we had that done, the first step then, the next step, was making sure we got it right. And so that's across faith. There's 30 or more than 30,000 denominations of Christianity.
Wow, yes.
Yes, I don't know if you know that. But which means, you know, oftentimes Christians spend more time arguing amongst ourselves.
Yes.
Which is a real shame.
Yes.
Church unity would be a really healthy thing.
Yes.
But anyway, so we went across, you know, between the Catholic Church, evangelicals, Baptists, you know, Presbyterians across many, many sects, and academics plus church leaders. And we really tried to find a middle ground everyone could agree upon. Clearly, if you just did word for word, it may not be the greatest TV show, because it's not written that way, the Bible. It's more of an exploration that takes you time to read and reread and talk about. But here we have an obligation over 10 hours of TV to attract the most people, with the goal being many of them, millions, we've already seen that in America, millions want to pick up the Bible. When you've got things like, during the American airing, Oprah Winfrey tweeting live, you know, about how great it was. Huge stars here in America tweeting live that they're watching the Bible, because in the end, it's a very comforting thing. It's something, if you don't go to church and are very Christian, the way we are as a family, very Christian, but if you weren't, you have a comfort around these stories. Most people want God in their lives. Because really, there's only two choices, right? Either there's only God, or there's absolutely no God. And very few people believe there's no God. But there's no middle ground. That means there can be only God. And, you know, whether they talk about it at work or not, people think that. And this show has given permission to easily start discussions. It's a lot easier for me to say to you, hey, you want to talk about the Bible series on Channel 9, than it is to walk up to someone at work and say, let's talk about the Bible.
Yes, yeah. One other question about the production process. Could I ask you how much it cost and how long did it take from start to finish?
4 years, start to finish.
Wow.
And very inexpensive, $22 million for the 10 hours. People believe, as they look at it, they say, come on, guys, you're being dishonest. That was at least $150 million. No, $22 million and lots of Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that is relatively cheap in terms of Hollywood. And it was critical that you had not only the support of Christian denominations, Christian communities, but heavy hitters like Rick Warren to guide you to be faithful to the story.
And Rick has become an extremely close friend, him and Kay. As have Joel Osteen, Victoria Osteen, Bishop Jakes, Rita Jakes, Sam Rodriguez, who's one of the leading Hispanic evangelicals, Focus on the Family, Jim Daly. I mean, the big, big, big leaders.
Yes.
Here's what makes these people leaders, is that anybody could find fault in this series and focus on that, say, oh, you left this part out, that wasn't quite right. Or, like, these leaders, including also Cardinal Wuerl, the cardinal from, you know, appointed by the Vatican in D.C., Washington, D.C., they all got together and said, you know, this is great for evangelizing in a modern way. It's an introduction to the Bible. Let's treat it as such and let's get behind it, because you'll see in Australia the amount of people who start seeking now because it's been on TV.
Yes.
I'm telling you. But there'll also be many people, you've probably met them, who are saying, well, I don't like this. It hasn't got it exactly right in places. But, you know, you've got to realize our job is to get the message out there and attract people. And we've done that in every country it's been.
What did it show you about the strength and the clout, both in the US and here, of the Christian viewing community?
Enormous. I mean, we're fortunate enough at our home to have the leadership of Hillsong here, Brian and Bobby at our home, two other really smart people who got it and said, you know, this is a gift for all churches and church unity. They got behind it. And what it shows is the mobilization in Australia in 1 week across all those denominations of Christianity, the foundation of Australia, however you look at it, is the Bible. There's many different religions, and I'm not diminishing any of them. However, the foundation is the Bible, and it's a comforting thing.
Yeah. Does it open the door for more faith-based stories, TV shows, movies?
Oh, for sure. Listen, Hollywood and Australian TV and Australian films all run around one thing, numbers and success.
Yes.
What has made it difficult in the past, quite honestly, is fairly crappy production values, which people start saying, oh, it's another one of those cheap, crappy Christian things.
Yep.
Being Christian and wanting to spread a message doesn't give you permission to make it crappy.
No.
It does not. You've got to play at the same level as secular stuff. And, you know, whether you're running a radio show, a TV show, whatever it is, you have the obligation to deliver high quality. As you know, we've done that.
Can I explore some of your other work beyond the Bible? As said in the intro, you've produced mainstream TV like Survivor and The Voice. What's the extent of the influence that your faith may have in what you do and how you go about your work?
As I said earlier, there's either only God or no God. The same as faith, I think. There's either only faith or no faith. So even though much of my work is secular, in other words, it's not overtly faith-based, I don't do anything other than family-friendly programming. So look at The Voice. You can watch that with your kids.
Yes.
And your grandparents. Survivor, same thing. Celebrity Apprentice, it's all good fun. Other shows I've done in Australia, probably Eco Challenge, and Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? That's what it's called here. It may be called Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old in Australia, I think. But anyway, it's all family-friendly. That's what we stand for. Touched by an Angel, my wife's series for many years, which you may or may not have seen.
Yes.
Very family-friendly. We made an enormous career out of family-friendly, and we're certainly not going to change now. It doesn't mean that we are overtly faith-based on those other shows.
No. But
it certainly means I'm not going to be embarrassed by my daughter watching it.
But, for instance, with The Voice, there was clearly what I term as uplift. No longer were people torn down. There was lots of uplift.
And it works. I think we went through phases in TV, but certainly now, which I think is great. Uplift is fantastic, and there's nothing more uplifting than the Bible.
So much more uplift on the way.
Yes, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's also plenty of dark to come, because we live in a democracy. We live in a society where we don't censor people particularly. And so what drives things is how many people want to tune in. So Australians in the millions watch the Bible, which sends a message, oh, take care of these people. They have a big voice. If no one watched it, the channels probably won't care and do nothing of it. So it all comes that uplifting will only be more of it if more people watch it.
Mark Burnett, it's been a great privilege to speak with you and explore this. Congratulations again. I think it's been, as I said before, a landmark event in Australian television, world television for this year. It's been such a treat to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.